This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So hair talk continues in here. That we've talked about Steve's dander shampoo. What's going on with your kid there, Hack?
Well, so he's 2 years old. His hair is starting to really come in, and it's getting pretty long. And my wife and I are kind of at a disagreement. I think he needs a haircut, which I know is a little ironic.
Yeah.
Looking at me.
Hypocritical. I was thinking of do as I say, not as I do kind of thing.
But it's because it hasn't come in evenly everywhere yet. So he's kind of got like a mohawk mullet thing going on, so much so we had guests come and stay, and they thought we cut it into this shape.
Oh,
like they thought it was a style choice, and that's why I was like, no, he needs a cut. But my wife doesn't want to, because you're supposed to, when are you supposed to get your kids?
He's never had a haircut.
Never.
My nephew has had at least 4 haircuts now, and he's younger than Leo.
Oh,
we with like Mia, she was one of those babies that like couldn't grow hair. It was so bad. Like little girls, I don't know why we have this tendency to want to do this, but we always like tie a ribbon on their head or whatever, because people are just like, or you deck them out in pink from head to toe, because she looked like a little boy forever, because she just her hair wouldn't grow. So then when it did start to grow, I want to say she was like 4. It was so old before we cut her hair.
Wow.
And even now she does not like to get her hair cut. And you keep it. It's so weird that you keep that for, like, you keep a lock of their first haircut.
Oh, that's right.
What are you going to do with that?
I know.
Every once in a while, I open that drawer and I feel a little creepy. Serial killer in. You know what I mean? Because you're like, this is where my collection started.
This is where I'm going to put her appendix. This is where I'm going to put her teeth.
It looks like a trophy drawer.
Yes.
Because there's other stuff in there. Yeah. Yes. It's like, this is the first time I trimmed their nails. I would say, I just want to point out, and I don't know if you remember this, we all tolerated the disaster your head was. Like when you grew your hair out, you know you went through some stuff.
Yeah, it was bad for a long time. It's still not great.
What are you talking about? You're Bon Jovi right now, and I don't mean Grandma Bon Jovi. I mean the first Bon Jovi. Like, come on. That's rock star right now.
So that's why I thought you would want Leo.
Yeah, same.
That doesn't make sense.
I know. I am torn on it, because, and I don't know that he would even go get a haircut. He's never seen anyone get their haircut. Like, cause I've never cut it since he's been born. And
that's true.
That will be a little traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
Cut, are there books?
Yeah.
I remember hating it when my parents,
there's like kid places too, though. We can put him in like the little cop car,
in a race car
or whatever.
Still hate
Oh.
And his hair is pretty thin, but it's just getting long. Where he has hair, it's long, and then where he doesn't have it, it's short, and so he just kind of looks like a mess.
And your wife, she wants to just don't even touch it.
Yeah, just let it go. So wow. I don't know what she's thinking. I don't know if that's like a mom thing. If it's like I'm not ready for that.
Could be that.
Like he'll be a big boy once he.
But didn't
gets
she
a
used
haircut
to cut your hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
So doesn't she want to be?
I want to cut his hair, but I want to do it with the clippers.
You physically want to be the one.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that might be a good. No, I was actually thinking that could be a good thing, because like he could be able to shape it a little bit, just cut the long sections, so you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Steve, did your parents ever cut your hair?
I think my mom tried a couple times, and after that, no.
Yeah, because you grew up with a little more affluence than I did.
A little bit.
All I had was my mom.
I know.
And you know how they used to cut hair.
Bowl.
They literally put a bowl on top of your head.
It might sound weird, but I think that is kind of back in style.
It is back in style, and it's gross.
It is. You can't do that. It's traumatic.
It literally, I've seen kids at my son's high school that it looks like they're wearing a bowl because it's so, the line all the way around is so sharp.
Yeah.
It's like they cut it every day.
What the?
You know when you see a woman at like an award show where her hair is just fully straightened and the you look at the back and it's like a razor came across the back of it? All the little boys, little high school boys are doing that. Or... did we talk about this the other day? That stupid effing perm on top.
I finally saw. I think that they're all because Patrick Mahomes kind of has.
He's kind. I don't know if he started it.
It's
and look, if you're a high school kid right now, you're not trying to impress me, so you're fine. But they look.
And the girls,
I think they look cool.
And the girls will think the same that these boys look.
Oh my gosh! So trendy. That means I'm old. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Sorry.
Help me.
I don't know. I'm torn on the perm because I toyed with the idea of getting one myself, but I have longer hair, so it would have been a different look. Like the long perm on top with the short sides, it's a little, you're a little poofy.
You look like you look like a nuclear explosion.
It's a little mushroom top. Yeah, I love it.
But it's all...
I guess the
it's just suburban white kids with this, right? And then sometimes they have it super long, so it's like it's coming down over one eye. It's like...
It's like the old flop. Girls used to flop over one eye. I used to love that on girls.
Oh, my God.
It is weird, because I remember being younger, and I wanted my hair to flip so bad. Like, I played baseball, and I'd wear my cap, and I had my sister curl my hair so the flip would be just right. And now I look, and it's like, what?
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
Right.
But at the time, it was so cool, and girls seemed to like it.
So if this stupid perm thing is back, are they going to start, and I know both of you idiots did it, are they going to start frosting tips again?
I would love that.
Oh, my! You know you did it, Steve.
I had it done once.
How blonde, though? Super?
White.
Oh!
Right there.
I didn't do the tips. I did the whole thing. I did the whole blonde. Yeah. I had to use the purple shampoo. And
yep.
So you look like you're in a boy band.
Yeah, that was the goal. I didn't have quite the same effect as if I would have actually been in a boy band.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!